You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has embarked on yet another campaign to urge European leaders to tweak their previous Brexit agreement. In a vote last month, British MPs sent a clear message to Theresa May on her agreed Brexit deal: abolish the backstop. It followed their overwhelming rejection of the withdrawal deal the Prime Minister spent more than 18 months negotiating with the European Union. Theresa May is now urgently seeking to satisfy MPs who fear the backstop, designed to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic, would keep Britain indefinitely tied to EU trade rules. In Belfast, she reaffirmed what she called her unshakable commitment to avoiding a border that would impose different trade rules on the North and South.
This would not only damage the integrity of the UK's internal market, which is so vital to businesses across the UK and not least here in Northern Ireland. It would also ignore the very real concerns of many people about being cut off from the rest of the UK.
Britain, Ireland and the EU are all against the idea of returning to the hard border, which existed prior to the signing of a peace agreement in 1998, which ended years of violence in the region. Ms May has vowed to find a solution, insisting it will not be one that compromises the peace agreement.
Northern Ireland does not have to rely on the Irish government or the European Union to prevent a return to borders of the past. The UK government will not let that happen. I will not let that happen.
The border is now open with no controls, but as part of Brexit, the UK will leave the EU single market and customs union. So far, there's been no solution that will let the UK depart, but keep the open border between the islands and also stop that open border becoming an easy entry point into the EU. The backstop in the current agreement is trying to ensure Northern Ireland will effectively remain bound by EU market and customs rules. A fierce critic of the clause is the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, Arlene Foster. She says the proposed backstop avoids a hard border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, but creates one between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom.
It's vitally important that we replace that backstop, that we deal with it, because currently it creates a hard border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom, and that's totally unacceptable.
Theresa May is travelling to Brussels later this week to urge the EU to accept changes to the Irish border arrangements. Until now, the EU has firmly maintained the present deal is non-negotiable. Mrs May is defiant, insisting she will push for changes. However, she did seem to suggest that the backstop cannot be scrapped entirely.
There is no suggestion that we are not going to ensure that in the future there is provision for this, as we've called, it's been called an insurance policy, the backstop, that ensures that if there is the future relationship is not in place by the end of the implementation period, there will be arrangements in place to ensure that we deliver no hard border. Our commitment to that remains. What Parliament has said, what the House of Commons has said, is that they want to see changes to the backstop as it currently exists within the protocol as part of the withdrawal agreement.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.